We are holding by the chain Hashem Yitzrayim Yod Chazaka V'Zor Netuya V'Mur God V'Voyish Zor Moivsik. That means we are holding where Hashem took us out of Egypt. That's right. And took us out Yod Chazaka Zor Netuya. Now you say. Now you see. V'Yod Chain Hashem Yitzrayim Lo Yaledei Malach V'Lo Yaledei Sorov V'Lo Yaledei Sholiach El Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvoydu V'Atzmoy. That means that there was an the Bara Olam Hashem intervened on himself. He came, he entered the picture. So Neymar, Rovarti Beret Mitzrayim Balayel Azeh, Vikeshikol Boho Beret Mitzrayim Yod Mat Beimo, Rovachol Elohim Mitzrayim Yeshe Shvotim Ani Hashem. Over here, this passage speaks about Makas Preyres. So you see specifically that the entering of the picture of Hashem finally was Makas Preyres. That's why that's this day is holy. Because Makas Preyres means the Borei Olam came into the picture finally. That's it. That was Makas Preyres. Yeah?
But he came along before.
What?
He came along before.
No, he didn't come into the picture. He showed what's going on beforehand. He came into the picture only Makas Preyres. He revealed himself.
How do we distinguish that? That there were non Makas. We say now about Makas Preyres, he revealed himself. What was the.
The revealing of the Bira Olam caused the death. Till there he showed, you know.
It wasn't the Malach HaMavis that killed him, it was him himself.
The revealing, the revelation of Hashem killed the people. Yeah?
But there was no Hashem, the other Makos Hashem.
He did it.
It was his hand.
He did it. But it was not his revelation which killed or did. It was his hand. It was his doing. But in Makas Preyres, he himself entered the picture. That was him, you know, and that's scary. That killed the people. So when you want to say it, like when he comes, then you can't leave. Yeah. You know, but there was a Gilui Shchina. We'll have it. There was a Gilui Shchina. He entered the picture.
But how come everyone else did?
Because that's what Maral asks, that only the B'chayrim, they are sensitive to the enough to the Ruchnis, that they are so sensitive that it kills them. Yeah? You have to be sensitive. Believe me, when we would walk out of Mitzrayim, we wouldn't see, not Anan, and not Amud Eish, we wouldn't see anything. When God is here, we're going to pour Yidalach Kendom, you know? You have to be on a Dalge Ruchnis to see the Anan Ekovet, you know? The Anan Ekovet wasn't foggy, you know. You have to be on a Dar Geruchnis to see that. Mitzrayim, they didn't see the Anan Ekovet. There was treasure for them. Of course, it was dark. Darkness, didn't know why. But there wasn't the fog coming, and the fog was thick, and then they saw the Anan Ekovet. It was simply treasure. Yeah? It was darkness. But to see this presence of the Hashem, which makes the person so scared, you need to be on a certain madrega. So that's the Baal says, only the Bechorim were on that Madrega, that's why the only they died, and we were also in danger. That's right. We were also in danger, that's why we have to be Mekadosh the Bechorim. The Bechorim of the Klal Yisrael were Niskadosh Ba'osei Maimed, because we also were in danger. That's a very modern thing. That's a very awkward thing. When you have a Makkah, I punch you because I am, excuse me, I punch you because I'm against you, I punch you. And then I go to Gideon and tell him, please pay me because I punched him. So excuse me, you had a thing with him, not with me, you know. You don't, I'm not, wasn't in danger. You were just quarreling with that guy. So why do you have to obligate me for something? Makas Preyres was not a thing which was only there for Mitzrayim. Makas Preyres was the Gilui Shchina itself. And the Gilui Shchina itself killed. Only by us, the Gilui Shchina was connected to this miracle that we were able to survive that. That's through the Dam Mila, Dam Pesach, we spoke about that. Yeah?
That's a lot more saints now than ever before.
What does it mean?
It makes sense now that we were in danger.
Of course.
Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim. He had to leave the city because they were so impure. How could there
that's a dinning davening. That was the point that the Baruch Hu entered there. That's right. When the Baruch Hu wants, he can enter wherever he wants. Yeah?
So the people that...
There are there are situations also in a personal life which you feel that a person is in the midst of the dirt, and there he is taken to the right way. Yeah? That's what it is. Because the Gilui Shechina can be everywhere. Yeah? That's the same thing. It's the same time.
Is it a physical thing or a spiritual thing?
The Yetzias Mitzrayim was Leila Seder. Chatzos Leila. That's it.
Before they came out.
Of course. But then they came out.
But Pashtos are Pashtos.
I just lost a question on that.
What?
Because what's Bayom Ahu, I was thinking is Machos B'chodesh. And then the Gemara, the Balagari says that if Bayom Ahu, Yachum Yivayom. You think that's during the day?
What says to you?
I'm asking you a question.
But okay. Yom Ahu means that you are handling the Korban Pesach. What is Yom Ahu? Not in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yom Ahu, when you are shechting the Pesach, you shech the Pesach throughout the day. Yochum Yivayom Talalim Vavur Zeh. Only when you are eating it. When you do the mitzvah, the kind of mitzvah, not the Korban Pesach.
Wasn't it nice, but not when they left, it was.
I don't have to answer all of your questions. You know? No, that's not the question. There are three by night. That's the Kedusha. Chatzos Laila. Tach! The Baruch Hu came. That's it. Yeah? Chatzos Laila. Good? Right now. ויצאין השם מצרים להיות רזוי ונטוי ומרגול ובויס ומויפסים ויצאין השם מצרים לא ידי מלך ולא ידי שור ולא ידי שליח אלא קודש בור ובפויל ועצו שנאם עבר דבר ארץ מצרים בלילה הזה והקיש ובאל בוחר ומצרים יודו מבאימו וכל היום מצרים יש שפוטים אני השם your nice kasha is a kasha on the Bala Godi he says ויצאין הוא has to do with Makas Pcheres you know you read it you so what do you ask me ask the guy you read it that's what he says you know we read only the thing ובאל דבר ארץ מצרים בלילה הזה אני ולוי מלך וקייס קל בוחר מהרות מצרים אני ולוי שורף ובכל אלה מצרים יש שפוטים אני ולוי השליח אני השם אני הוא ולוי אחר that was the Gilui he is coming that's right חצוי סלילו פח he is coming and now ביות חזוקו זו הדבר כמו שנאמר הנה היות יד השם הויו במקנחו אשר בסוד בסושי בחמורים והגמלים בבוקו בצוין דבר כובד מועיד So, Dever is Yad. That's what you say, you know. Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinim, Oroiv, Dever. You see? Dever is Yad. Because by Dever, Pari was gone. That's a Pasuk says. Till Dever, Pari was able to strengthen his heart by himself. After Dever, Hashem had to help him to strengthen his heart. Mechazek Hashem is Leiv Pari. After Dever. Because by Dever, he was gone. Because the normal human dimension finished by Deva. But the Baruch Hu wanted to reveal himself. So he brought other five Makas in order to reach the point of Makas Pcheres. Yeah? At Koi. Till this point. When the Baruch Hu reveals itself, that's what the Baruch Hu wanted. Because that's what makes Cheirus in Klal Yisrael. And that is the uppermost Gilui, which makes that you get out of Mitzrayim Lo'olam. Yeah? Forever. Right? So that was the devil, but the devil was better finished. But devil is a thing which comes from within. That's like a disease which stems from your own body. That's devil. I don't know how to call that. It's a pest or was it a devil? Devil. You know, that's a disease. And now you say, that's the one. That's one hand. And the other comes the other hand. Now the cheref, that's a sword that comes from outside. So there were two koiches, two forces against Mitzrayim. What are the two hands? The one is from inside, that's the devil, and the one from outside. Now you can make whatever you want. The oroi was from outside, and the dam was from inside, because you couldn't drink water or whatever it is, you know. So there were things which come from inside, that come from outside, but there were two, these two. He was in the grip of both hands. One is the yad, which comes from inside, and the cher, which comes from outside. That was Pari. And now, the third one is himself. זו החרב כמו שנאמר וחר בשלוף וביורד הדתוי על ירושלים ובמיר גוב זו גילוי שכינה כמו שנאמר אוי אני שאלקים לא ולקח זו גוי מקרב גוי ממטס מסס ואיס ומאיפסים ובלחובה ויות חזוק וזו ירתויו ובמירורים גדולים ככל אשר עושה לכם השם אלקיכם ממצרים לעיניכם. So גילוי שכינה is a fear, you hear? Gilui Shekhinah is a scary thing. And you say it's scary. It's scary for us too. That's why in the second line from the bottom you say, Uvemoyroim Gedoilim. That's a plural. How do you call that? Yeah, that's a plural. Moyroim. That means there was one Moire for Egypt which killed them, and the other Moire was for us, which brought us to our level in Ruchnius, that we were free people. But it was also a Boiro. That's not a simple thing that the Boiro is Isgale, you know? I give you always this nice picture, which I have from my brother-in-law. That means when you have children, you know, when you have small children, and the your children, they find a nice picture from you, a photograph. And there they are like about 6 and 7 or 7 and 8, and they see the photograph of you, and then they take out a Lord and they put on this photograph a big mustache. Ah, and they laugh about the father. And then they put a schwanz, you know that? A tail, you know. And they make a whole picture out of that father, and they laugh about their father, and it's unbelievable, they have a good time. And pitom they see that the father was sitting in the corner and looking at them the whole time when they made all these jokes. So that's a pachad, you know? So now the Boirolam comes and you made all these idiotic things throughout your life. And then the Shekhinah comes, but the Shekhinah comes and says, I saw you the whole time, you know? I was there always, you know? Only now you see me, but I was there always. That could kill you, you know? Out of pachad. That's a pachad. Gilui Shekhinah is a pachad. Gilui Shekhinah is not something flattering, you know. Ah, Boreolam comes. Well, Boreolam comes. And I made all these idiotic things, you know. And he saw me. There he is. He was sitting the whole time there, you know. And that's a pachad. That's a pachad for us too. But we are able to survive that because he gave us a space in that. Yeah? That's the Miroim Gdoilim. Now, when you are more of Kabbalistic intended, you know, then you see over here three things. Two hands and one body. That's right. Yod Chazoko, Zroya Netuyo, and one thing which is himself. So there are three things which come against Mitzrayim. This, all of these three things, which we would say Midas Adin, Midas Ahes, but we have that again. You know, all these three things came against Mitzrayim. Against them, you know. So there's Yad, and the Zroya, and the Moiroim Gdoili, that's himself. Yeah? And now, those were three principles. You didn't, now you see how that works. Those are three principles. I tried to explain that the devil is not the Makas devil, as it is. It is the Yad, which is from a Hisnatus from within. And there was no Cheref, obvious there. It doesn't say in the Psukim there was a Cheref, but there is such a Koyach by the Boreolam that he is menuget to someone from outside in a fatal way. That's called Cheref. Those are the Koyches of the Boreolam. And the Moiro Godel, that's a Koyach by the Boreolam. Yeah? And now, these Koyches come down to us. They are actualized. Now, read. Because the one thing which brought down all these koiches into action, that was the mate. That was like the extension, the straight line, you know, bach, do it, bach, do it, bach, do it. And it was said on the mate, it says, atzach adash b'achav, or it says, dam tzvadei akinim orav derushin, whatever it says on the mate, yeah? It says on the mate, these makas were said, and this is the thing, bring down. Bring that thing down into the world. That's the oisus, the amate. You have the three koiches from the Boreolam, and now you bring it down. And now things come into action. in Mitzrayim. Again, the Mate brings that down, and now three things come into action. Three. ובמויפסים זה אדם, כמו שנאמר ונשאתי מויפסים בשמיים ואורץ, דם ואש ושים רויס אוש. And then you take out the wine. Because these three things were things which happened. But now it happens in Mitzrayim. And now you see the three things. You see it? You don't see it? Because normally you say there is chesed and there is din. You know, and there is rachamim, that's right. And this everything was against Egypt. Dam was against Mayim, you know. It was, the Mayim went into Dam. So Dam is like a chesed which turned over into din. That's Dam. And Eish is the Midas Adin itself. Yeah? And Timrois Oshen, what is Timrois Oshen? Timrois means
the pillar of fire.
Pillar, yeah, that means that the thing which comes after the fire, which goes up straight. Timrois means it goes up straight. Metamel in Loshon HaKodesh means it goes up straight. You know? That's like the line, the middle line, which normally would be a giving from the Borei Olam. The Rachamim is a giving from the Borei Olam. By the Mitzrayim, it was a straight line which comes after destruction. That's called Timrois Oshen. You burn a thing, and after it's burned, you see the pillar which goes up. Those, all these three keiches, which normally are a chesed, and the Midas Adin, which is encouraging you, and the rachamim, which wants something in favor of you, from Mitzrayim, was everything pulled back. And everything was against them. The Mayim became dumb, and the Eish was against them, and the whole Kesher, the straight line to the Borei Olam, instead being a line from the Borei Olam towards us, it was a line from Mitzrayim towards the Borei Olam after destruction. That's a Timur Zoshen. But that is how these Keiches come into action. That's, you see how it works, and a good story, you know. You have these keiches of the Borei Olam which are against Mitzrayim, and now you bring it down. That is the mate. Dach, bring it down. And you bring it down, and now everything against Mitzrayim. Dam eish timrois oshen. And now you are make that into protim. Dover acher, now you go into more details. Dover acher, ביות חזוק השתיים, ובזרוי נטוי השתיים, ובמיר גודל השתיים, ובמיר גודל השתיים, ובמיר גודל השתיים, אלו עשר מקשה ויקודש בורך, ועל המצרים במצרים. Now, all this, what we said, this three, or this essence of the anhog of the Borei Olam, which turned against Mitzrayim, was a whole world against Mitzrayim. Those are ten. It was a whole world. That is Tam, Tzvardeya, Kinim. This was Ani Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi, Ani Hashem, and then comes Dam, Tzvardei Akinim. It was always by the Makkas, perhaps you don't burn at some level. The first two, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Paroi, and the third comes by itself. Yeah? Always. The first two he speaks, the third comes by itself. So by Dam, he told him, Ani Hashem. And by Tzvardei, he spoke to him. And by Kinim, he didn't speak to him, he came by himself. And then he came again to Paroi and says, Ani Hashem bekeref Oretz, I am God in midst of the world. And then came Oroiv and Dever again, the same thing, and Shchini didn't speak with him. That's it. And now, afterwards, he spoke to him by Borod and says, Ein komoini, there's no one like me bekeref Oretz. That was the third stage in Gilui. And then it brought down Borot, that's the Ein Komoini, I am the only ruler. That's why water and fire made Sholem. Because when there is one ruler, the water and fire are not contradictory anymore. That's why you have Borot, the water and fire came together. Borot, Arbe, Choshech, and then the last one was the Gilui Shechina itself, and that's what Paritz threw him out, and he says, very nice you throw me out, because you won't see me anymore, and you'll be killed. That was what happened then. That means that was something which comes from above. That's the Makkas Prayos. That's the tenth Makkah, which is, that is the thing itself. Yeah, That's a sheirish itself. And Rabbi Yehuda gives these simonim, the tzach, adash, ba'achav, those are these tri, this order we said, that the tzach has one message, the adash has one message, and the ba'achav has another, has a third message. And the Makas Preures is like the revelation of Ein Kamoni B'chol Oretz. It was a sense, a sensitive, as a chushim, chush, with the senses you saw, the Boreh Olam comes, and that's killed
tangible.
Tangible. Now we go further. Yeah, good. It's a good story. Now we go further, and you have to understand. As far as we were in Egypt, and the Boreh Olam took us out, it wasn't the whole thing. It's not finished. That's the whole work of Pesach, is that we should really get free. That is a tremendous work. The real freedom, in the end, was the Kriyas Yam Suf. When we went through to the Yam Suf, that was the end. What is the difference? That's what now comes. The difference between Leil Mitzrayim, which we gained freedom, and that Kriyas Yam Suf, where we were entirely free, entirely, the difference is whether you are pointed out the right message or you are in the hands of the Boreh Olam. When we were in Egypt, we were definitely in Egypt. But in this Egypt, things were happening against all the odds. There were messages, missing gluing from the Boreh Olam, coming down to the Klal Yisrael in Egypt. But when we were in the Yam, we were not in place. There's no place in the Yam. The Yam is no place to be. There's no place to be there. We were in the hands of the Boreh Olam. We were in another reality. When we were in Egypt, we were in the reality of Egypt. The stones were the same stones. The chairs were the same chairs. Everything was the same. We were in the reality of Egypt, and the Boreh Olam pointed out the truth. He showed us the truth. But in Kriyas Yam Suf, we were nowhere. There's no place in the Yam to be. There's not a place there to be. We were not staying in a hidden island, you know, have a nice island, which is... No, there is no place there. The Yam is nowhere to be. But we were there. That means we were be'etzem not in the Yam. We were be'yabosho b'toich ha'yam. But that means we were in the hands of the Boreh Olam. That means we were like in Olam Habo. Kriyas Yam Suf, the place of Kriyas Yam Suf, that is like an other world. It's another world, the Kriyas Yam Suf. And that's what Rabbi Yosef Aglili says. That every makkah in Mitzrayim was like an etzba. Etzba, you know, etzba is a finger. You point out with a finger. When I want to show you the finger something, I say, you don't see it, man. I'll show it to you. Look there. You don't see it, I'll show you. Look there. I point out with a finger. But with a hand, I don't point out with a hand. With a hand, I take you. And you are in my reshus. We were in the reshus of the Boreh Olam, the Kriyas Yam Suf. That's why the Kriyas Yam Suf, there were more miracles in the Kriyas Yam Suf than the B'Leil HaSeder. Because B'Leil HaSeder, it was a point of pointing out the truth, or tangible truth. But you were still in Mitzrayim. But in the Kriyas Yam Suf, you were in the hands of the Boreh Olam. That's why it was five times more. And now, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Akiva, they go more and more into details. The one says one and 50, the other one says 4 and 200, and the other one says 5 and 250. So it's not our Indian how to go for that. It's more a question. There's not a machloikis, or the one says like this and not like that. It's like you go more into details. Yeah? When you say, I have one hand, that's right. Then it says, no, I have 14, because those are 14. There are 14 things over here. 3, 12, 13, 14. I have 14 things in the hand. So then you say, okay, you know, Loshna Kodesh, that is also Yad. 14, you know. So I have one hand, but I have 14. And then you say, no, you have more than 14, because when you count these two, you'll have more than 14. So what is a hand? One or 14 or more? It's was the will, still as can say nay, skins and fields and skins and mel. Same thing over here. It's not that the one says the other one is incorrect. Or the one says, no, that was one thing. And they'll say, no, there were four things there. And the other one says, no, five things there. Yeah? But that's not that they were chaylik, they said the one is not right. They were all agreeing, but the only question how to look at it, you know? Good?
Why are they arguing? I mean, what's the point behind it?
So, okay, that is a whole in the beginning. Rav Shimshon Ostropol has a whole Kabbalistic thing, which you don't understand. I don't understand. I think no one understands in the world, okay?
What's the difference between the Gilu Shechina of Max Bechoris and Yom Suf?
The Gilu Shechina was in Mitzrayim. Yom Suf, we were in the other Rishus.
It's still a Gilu Shechina.
We were in the other Rishus. Listen, we were in an other Rishus. The Gilu Shechina was when the queen comes to you. That's like Gilu Shechina. But when you are going to the private room of the queen, that's a different thing. It's still the queen there, you know?
It's the same Shechina, but it was...
Yeah, again. When the king comes to you, the king comes. But when you visit the king in his apartment, it's a different thing. It's the same king, you know? That's it. Yeah? We're in his rishus. Good, right on. Kama minus favors Labakam Oleinu. So you say all these things. Dayeinu. What means Dayeinu? Would be enough. What's enough? You sing it. Dayeinu. That's what you sing. But what is enough? It's enough to have a basis for all of your avodas Hashem. Enough. The Dayeinu is that what this whole thing, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is about. It's not that we are free and we can do whatever we want. We are free to do what we have to do. But this freeing from Mitzrayim created the basis for us that we will do what we have to do. Do you know what? Every single step over here was enough to make us accept our mission in the world. That's the Dayeinu. It's enough. Only getting out of Mitzrayim is enough. And then... Enough. There were all different kinds of revelations, with every single one of them was enough to be a basis for your mission. And that's what you say in the end. Allah has come that He did all these things to us, and that's why we are the way we are. And in the end you say He built the Beis Hamikdash lechaper al kol avodaseinu. That to get out of your troubles is the biggest thing. That's in the end line of page 34. That you are able to get out of your averes, that is the biggest revelation. Bigger than Matan Torah, so Ilu does it, would be enough. And the end said, He built us the Beis Hamikdash in order that we should be able to get rid of our averes. So that's the biggest thing. The biggest miracle in the world that you can get rid of your avodas.
What's that got to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's that got to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim?
It is the kesher to the Bir Olam. The kesher to the Bir Olam, which brings out Kaporos Avodas, is the biggest miracle, the biggest kesher. The biggest thing of the kesher.
Okay. But that's not Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's a different thing.
No, it's the same thing. Tracht.
Right.
Tracht, because it's connection to the Bir Olam, which is why it means that. Yeah? Okay?
I understand the Bechira can be before the Bechira, could be the Mishkan as well.
What?
The Mishkan.
Yeah, whatever it is. But the Chaper of Olam, when you sing. Ramam Abliel or Yoima. Now we enter where the Shabbos are going, you don't say it. Ramam Abliel or Yoima, Kosh Elohim, Oshloi, Shadu Baram, Eilu, Pesach, Lo Yotche, Deichoi, Vosoi, Beilu, Hei. Now you say three things. Pesach, Matzeh, Umor. Yeah? And now you see the three things we spoke the whole time. Pesach shoy seid euch im zman shbe samig shoy kai ma shuma am shu she posach a kodesh bor al bot yav shem mit tsraym shenema va amartem ze vach pesach ol shema she posach al bot yisrael mit tsraym benok po yes mit tsraym es potelu hitzim ve ikadom vi shtachavu that is the pesach we spoke about. That is the biggest thing, that this entering the picture of the Bereilu didn't kill us, it didn't hurt us. That's the biggest thing. That's our Pesach. That's why we eat Pesach. And now, that's the side of the Beroilom. He gave us a space. He came, but He gave us a space. First. Second is our side. Matzah. Matzah shu shon oich lemushum ma, am shu shon hispik betzeikam shel avaseidu lach mitzat shanigol alem melech malach amonoch amakodesh bohu. וגאולו, שנאמר, ויופס הבוצק אשר הוציאו ממצרים, וגו יזמצס כאילו יחובץ, כי גוירשו ממצרים, ולא יוכלו לסממיה, וגם צידו לא יוסו להם. They were not making any preparation, they didn't prepare any food, and there was not enough time to make any good bread, they had to make matzahs, and they were running out. That is our side in the Gilui Shechina. When the Borei Olam will enter the picture, and he will enter the picture, you have to run. You can't say, Rega, Rega, I have to put my tie in place. No, there's no time. You just run. You have to eat the Pesach with a stick in your hand, you know. Normally, when you are a well-educated man, you put your stick next to the door. Yeah, you don't put it in your bedroom. You put it next to the door, because there you have the stick. Okay, so the Kiryas Shechina will be, I will be in the middle of the eating the Pesach, whatever it is, and now the Borei Olam comes, I run. So I run to the door, I run through the door, and I just make like this, you know. I run to the door, I make like this. Shach, I take the stick. This is too long. I lost it. I lost the connection. I only made like this. Gagangen, Fautik. You lost it. You have to run. And the only thing you do is running. Nothing else. Because this Gilui Shechina is above all of your assumptions or preparations. It's something above. And to have a connection to something above, you cannot think about how your world will be in sync with that. Then the aboveness is gone. That's right. And I think, you know, I prepare myself. But I prepare myself according to my world. Then this aboveness is gone. It's gone. It is above. It's something which is way above you. But you have a shaykhus to it. But don't think that you have a shaykhus to it with your comfort. You know, Leuchter said that the Borei Olam left us a space in the Gilui Shechina. Very nice. And then you smoke your Havana. And you drink your whiskey. And I have a space in Gilui Shechina. Shoyte. That's not the way you have a space in Gilui Shechina. That's the way you stay in Mitzrayim, you know. You have a space in Gilui Shechina, that's right. But the space is a problematic one. The space is a thing which obligates you to run. Because it stays above. The space you have is not, that's a part of me, it's in my pocket. No, then you don't, you lost it. It's above you. Well, when it's above you, it kills me. It doesn't kill you. You have a shaykhus to it. But when I have a shaykhus to it, it's mine. No, it's not yours. You have to run. But when I have to run, it's above me. That's right. So it kills me. No. You have a space there. But you have a space through running. You don't have a space through comfort. That is our problem. The moment I said that, the Borei Olam left us a space. So someone asked me, why can't you say that it's because the Kedushas Yisrael that you are intrinsically shayach to it? That's a comfortable way to say it. And then you lost it. Baruch Hashem, ich bin a pinter Yid, you know, I have my Yiddishkeit, and I'm fine, and it is an inner thing when I concentrate enough, and I contemplate, I sit in this yoga pose, and think about nothingness, you know, then it will reveal itself. It will not reveal itself, you'll just sit in your yoga pose, and you'll be burned in Mitzrayim. Stay there, you know, you will not go out. There's nothing to contemplate within you. There's something to run, you just run. Ah, that means it's not shaykh to me. It is, but only through running. Yeah, Vazim.
When the Gilui Shechina came and there was a space, did the Yidden not run automatically? Was it a schus that they chose to run, or was it not that run? I said it was a schus that they had in running, or was it automatic? Boom, they ran out.
It was
like
a schus.
Yeah,
of course, it was a schus. It was an obligation. You have to go. You have to go.
Where are they running? They're running at midnight.
Look, this is what they asked. They, at midnight, there was the Gilui Shechina. They were free, but because that they shouldn't say they are afraid of Mitzrayim, de facto they went out in the morning. Yeah. So how that worked exactly, how quick they ran, and what was the thing, it's not my business. I read the Gemara. I read the Haggadah.
Because otherwise they didn't have time to pick up all the jewelry and the gold and the silver.
That they did by Makkos Choshech.
But they're running out the door.
And you mean, I said, but okay, I understand how, we'd have to go through them. You see, this always people ask me, there are midrashim like this, midrashim like that. But Avraham Avinu, I was astonished that you didn't ask. Because Avraham Avinu says, but Avraham Avinu, he killed me atzmoi. What does it mean? Ve'ekach, what is it here? What is there? What is here? I read the story over here. Let the Baal HaGadol tell the story. And he tells a great story. So now you have a problem with other Chazal. Okay, you know what? The Baal HaGadol knew all the Chazal. It will be okay with them, you know? I don't have to make that job to fit in everything over here. I read the story. That's the whole point. I think that's the whole point. You read the story the way he says it. And believe in him, you know? He says a good story. And then, okay, we'll be mistaken with them. When they went out, where did they put the jewelry, and how many chamorim they did. And I understand, yeah, I understand, yeah. Oh, but the story of the Baal HaGadol is you were running, you know? Okay? Right now. Moral. Zeshon Oichlam Shulma, Al Shum Shemoru, Amitzram Eschaya, Veshay, Mitzrayim, Shenemar, Yamaru Eschayem, Pavoy the Kosher, Behoim, Velaini, Vekola, Voy the Besode, Eschola, Vidosom, Shof the Wem before. Yeah? So now, the question is very obvious. Two things. First, why is the moral over here? It should be moral first. First, it was Peter, and then the Beroilo came, and then we were running. So it's that moral, Pesach Umatze. Not Pesach Umatze moral. And the second is that, you know, the people which were in Egypt, they were there in the concentration camp. The number is on the arm, you know, and they went through that Gehenna. They also had to eat more. Was geht mir Sugar noch? Was sagt er? Ich habe gegessen morgen 80 Jahre. I ate more 80 years. I have to eat more now. Beschaß an Gehule? Was willst du? I had the morgen on my body. They had to eat more. Belayla Seder. That's what that mitzvah. Yeah, the mitzvah was that Belayla Seder in Mitzrayim they had to eat more. They had to remember the moral. I said, we're living that through. They looked at their arms and they saw that, you know. Why do you have to eat moral? The point is like this. This is both are the same. We make a mistake with that moral. That has to do with onus al piyadibo. We make a mistake. We think that it was Peter, and now, Baruch Hashem, we are out. But when you think like this, then this bitterness is better to be forgotten, because it has nothing to do. The main point is that you went out there. But Beshas Geula, you see that the bitterness was part of the picture. It was part of the picture of Geula. It was part of that. It wasn't a matzav you are caught in and Baruch Hashem you are out now. No, the bitterness was part of the Geula. So you have to say it. Pesach, matzah, umorah. And when you say moral Pesach or Matzah, you lose the whole point. You lost it. Because then you think, moral, Baruch Hashem, we are over that. Now, Pesach and Matzah, we are out. No, the moral comes afterwards. After you are running, and after the Baruch Hashem comes, you understand, aha, the bitterness was part of that picture. Was part of it. That's the moral. Yeah?
What do you mean it was part of it? It had a purpose. It had a role to play.
Yeah. It was a part of this. It was
necessary. It was a necessary
part, yeah. It was part of the Gula. You know, the
no other way but to go through some bitterness.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what squeezed us.
However, now you can make a shot what you want. Now this is your hispanos. What is the more? But the more is part of it.
There's no Gula without.
Yeah, this is that's a philosophical way to say it. But it's a very intrinsic way also. This witness, this work was a part of that you were able to see the like when you had that Yisrael and the children of Moshe Rabbeinu, whether they were by Matan Torah or were not by Matan Torah, because they weren't in Shibud Mitzrayim, they are not shayach to that, you know, because the Shibud Mitzrayim made you shayach. So not only I have to be nice to the people, I was mean, you know, you can't be here because I wasn't mean to you. There's a shayach to this whole Gilui Shechina through that going through that bitterness, you know. Okay? Weiter. And now you reach that. You see? Now you say, through this story, and now we say Beferush. We were also there. We were in Egypt because we are part of that Klal Yisrael which was born there. Klal Yisrael was created there, and I am Jewish, so I am part of that thing. I also was there, and I went out there. That's the whole purpose of the telling the story. I was there. It wasn't that I have also my Mitzrayim and I went out of my Mitzrayim. No, I was there. That's what you say. You say Beferush. We were rescued together with them. Because the whole Klal Yisrael was there. Of course, because this is the delicate thing. Because of course you are not a crazy man. You think you are born 4,000 years ago. You are only born a few decades ago. Yeah. So, but it is this going out is because this deeper layer of you was there. So now you have to make that bringing out to your whole personality. That is me, this deeper layer. This shaykhus to the Klal Yisrael, that defines me. Which normally throughout the year, what is the definition of you? My definition is that I am a Tweswas. Whatever I am, you know, I try to give shurim and I try to entertain people. Tweswas, that's what I try to do. That's my definition. My main definition point throughout the year is my individuality. I understand that. My source is the Shaykhus to the Klal Yisrael. I am born from there. I am created from there. It is my Shoyrish. But Beleila Seder, because that is the Leder of the Klal Yisrael, this Shoyrish is the definition point of me. That's my definition. I'm no one else than a Jew. Beleila Seder, I turn or back or go back to basics, you call that, yeah? Or back to square one. What am I? I am a Jew. That's it. That's me. I am this person, and I do this. This is my personality. For sure, that's important for the Bnei Olam. My personality, my individuality is very important for him throughout the year. In the Beleila Seder, my individuality is like bottle, is like swallowed by the Shaykhus to the Klal Yisrael. That means, Lirus es Atzmoy, his personality, Ki'inu hu yotzo mi Mitzrayim. Because my personality is taken as a part of the Klal. So the Atzmoy is das, was ist da, yeah, but the Atzmoy is this which I feel. And this is my personality. Throughout the year, it's uppermost importance what I am as an individual. Because then I can give to the Klal Yisrael, then I can do something with myself. But Beleila Seder, this Atzmoy is like going back to the source and say, I am part of Klal Yisrael, that's me. But of course, after the day afterwards, or towards Shavuos, I am my own. Of course, I am my own. I am, the way you say in Shavuos, Kama Yoisi Ike Beshuke, you know? Ilmole, the Shavuos, there would be Kama Yoisi. So Shavuos is made that the Matan Torah makes you an individual. But in Klal, in Leila Seder, your individuality is swallowed up by your Shaykhus to the Klal Yisrael. That's literally says Atzmoy. Atzmoy, kilu hu yotzo mitzrayim, because the Atzmoy is now swallowed up by that. That's only once a year. So that's why I think that the Rosh over here is be'etzem only a Rosh Beleila Seder. Because he's not able to do that. Hoitzi Atzmoy min haklal. He's not able to see his personality being defined by the Shaykhus to the Klal Yisrael. That's it, he's out. He will not go out. Yeah? Bashi?
There's a thought, I mean, I need. The fact that the person in the state wears his kittel, etc., it takes away his individuality. He's part of.
That could be interesting. I don't put I put on a kittel. I don't remember. I don't remember that. I have to ask my wife. I think I don't. I don't. By me, I don't for sure. But that's now not the heritage, because maybe we were chilonim at all. But we had a later seder. But I don't know Kittel. I don't
I'm
know.
I'm saying in terms of taking away individual and
yeah, very nice. So. Very nice Hargosha. Very nice Hargosha. Very nice. I think I don't live that through. I sit like, you know, like Litvak sits, you know. Samazri. But that's it's a very nice Hargosha. Very, very nice. Very nice. That you're going into a Klolis Sigematsev, you know?
But that, if it's got to be schizophrenic then, if it's Pesach, I'm like this, if it's during the year, I'm like that, if it's...
Harav Rabbeinu. That is the depth of your personality. We spoke that beforehand. You are a multi-layered person. Nothing to do with schizophrenic. You are a multi-layered oy vavoy when you have only one dimension in you. Then you are in a problem, you know? When you are only a one-dimensional person, then you are in a real problem. You are a multi-dimensional person. Like I once in a while identify with that, different points, you know. But Leila Seder, that is the Atzmoy is defined by your Shaitas of the Klalison. And then that's what you go out, that's it. That's not a simple. Okay, that's it. And now, go further. Do you want to read further or you want to see easier?
Question.
Yeah?
Good question. We said yesterday, and you explained many times, that we, after the emphasis, the importance of being going for the Klal Yisrael, yesterday, being part of the Klal Yisrael, and how we were saying, so can we just say that this is the climax, at this point of the whole year we shark to Klal Yisrael, we part of Klal Yisrael, see ourselves part of Klal Yisrael, but now it's like the epitome
of that sin, yeah, that's it.
That's the top.
Yeah, and on Shavuos it's the epitome of being shy to the Torah, and Yom Kippur is the epitome of being shy to yourself. Yom Kippur is not shy to Klal Yisrael, it's shy to you. You see, there's a multi-layered thing. Yom Kippur, when you say, Yom Kippur, I shaykh the Klal Yisrael. Then the Berlin says, excuse me, it's your chatoim and not his chatoim, you know. Please, you have to make tshuva on your own chatoim. It's you, Yom Kippur.
We said,
yeah, okay, but never mind, but it's yours. You have to make your own chatoim, you know.
That's the only schus that we get the redemption from is through our relationship with the Klal.
That's right. That's the only thing, yeah. Without that, we don't.
So it's all really a preparation for this. Yom Kippur Shavuos is all really to get us part of the Klal for Pesach where the Yeshua.
See, look, I do not know. All these things, this is the Ikar, this is the Tofel, all these things, that's like, by me, like a turning table, you know. Once in a while, this is on the top, and then you say, of course, everything prepares for that. And then throughout the years, that changes, and then pitom, this is prepared for that. So this is a living thing. It's like a living organism, which once in a while, this is the main point, that's the main point, you don't never know. Yeah, Maji?
Yeah, man, I think, like, sort of, we say here, we part of the cloud, and then, like, we become individuals going through the different levels to get up to Shavuos. That's back to you being a person.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like, Kama Yoshi, you know the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ilmole, without the Shavuos, there would be a lot of people like me in the shuk, how do you call that? In the market. But now, through the Shavuos, I am a profiliated individual. That's what he says on Shavuos. But he will not say it on Pesach. Mm-hmm. When he would say that on Pesach, then he would say, excuse me, you missed the point. No, in Pesach, you are this. So, again, you can turn the table however you want. It's a living thing. It's a basic thing that Judaism is a living religion. It's a living organism. You can look from different sides. Yeah? Clear? Yeah?
Sorry, just the aura here is that before the Vador Chayvalam Neurosis Atzma, it should have been an instruction at the beginning of the whole Haggadah that you've got to go through it. To be holding him,
yeah.
You're going to go through the whole story, and once you've gone through the whole story, now you can acknowledge where you that you've arrived.
That's why you say it only here.
Yeah.
But that's very good. That always I feel that you say, and then aha, that's it. We reached that point. And it's a very awkward thing because first you would have to say it as I have done to the Haggadah. Behold, the chayim of the leaders as we came out of Mitzrayim. Avodim yinufar b'Mitzrayim. No, then that would be. I'm sorry to say, that would be like. Excuse me, I apologize. That would be like a YU approach, you know. That you say first, you lay out the klolim, and then you are going into the matter, and then it's cold, it's intellectual, and doesn't do anything. No, you just jump in, you know. But you crawl through the I see, you know, and in the end you see, aha, now I reach that point. That's it. And now you reach the point. Good. Do you want to go further, or you want to do
time? Maybe we should stop now. We should actually check out. So they want us to check out of our rooms. Maybe we could have a 15-20 minute break and then start again.
You can do whatever you want. Okay, check out now for sure. We are obligated.